But during that time, he was in St. Luke's Church, very actively involved in his total program.
Teaching Sunday school.
I was also there, but we did not know each other because I was in the singles area, and I was at the state capitol then. I had been to Washington and had returned. And Wishard made quite a splash when he went into the ministry because the bishop didn't quite understand his personality. You know, it is kind of unique. The bishop sent him to a student pastorate 20 miles out of Oklahoma City.
At Hera, yeah.
And said, now develop this little student pastorate church in Hera into a full-time church. And at the end of 1 year, from conference to conference, he had done that. And that really turned the church on its ear.
And then about 2 weeks later, my wife died. Left me with those three boys.
The church took over.
Oh, yeah.
And literally saved him from himself.
And all my churches have been that way. They've been my support in addition to me helping them. Yeah.
That had to be a terrible time for you when your wife died.
But it brought me closer to the Lord.
You didn't go through one of these, God, why did you do this to me?
Well, theologically I did, yes, but I've run into that question before.
Were you angry?
Yeah, well, no, I wasn't fighting him. I knew.
No, you weren't fighting, but you were angry as you stood in the hospital hallway.
Yeah.
And heard Elizabeth pronounced as being dead.
Yeah.
Who became your minister then? Who was helping you through that?
Max Stowe.
I was out of the pulpit for 2 weeks.
Oh, he wanted to preach the Sunday after she was gone, but they would not let him.
Mm-hmm. But the next week I did. And it electrified my ministry because I became aware that Elizabeth was alive and she was all right. And that I was going to be that way one of these days myself.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's bring you to First Methodist Church in downtown Tulsa. How did that happen?
L.D. Thomas, the most powerful minister I ever had at First Methodist, and I were friends from World War II. He was a captain in the infantry. I was in the Navy, McLean. I had a hospital with me and everything. Old Bill was a captain in the infantry. He made all the major landings in Europe and Africa.
He was on the ground.
He was full of flatnel and all that stuff. And we were real buddies, closer than brothers. He was legal counsel for Consolidated Gas Utilities and had argued before the Supreme Court. I already had all this seminary training, and I was talking to him all the time. So I got him convinced that he would be in the ministry.
Now, you need to tell that Bill and Harriet and you and Elizabeth bought little GI houses on the same block in Oklahoma City when you returned from the war.
They became very
close friends. And that was a part of the group that wanted to pray so badly that they would literally climb in through the church window when the custodian forgot to open it to do their morning prayers. That was while you were raising your three boys, and they were adopting their three children.
Bill never had a child of his own. He and his wife adopted three children.
We stayed close to Bill.
He's exactly a year younger than I am. When he was appointed to First Methodist, I called him on the phone and told him, look, when you come into your kingdom, don't forget me. So he went to work. It took him 2 years to get the bishop finally convinced that he could move me from... He had appointed me to Carlsbad, New Mexico, and to Roswell, New Mexico. And I was at Roswell at the time. And he didn't want to bring me back to Oklahoma. But Bill kept on pushing and using his gift of salesmanship till the bishop finally agreed to appoint me as his associate in First Methodist. And they made me the co-pastor. And then the church outruled it. They can't do that. There only can be one minister in the church. You can't be a co-pastor.
At First Methodist, downtown Tulsa.
And Bill wanted me to be his co-pastor because I had a lot to do with bringing him into the ministry.
Well, when Wishard and I met, after he decided that he was very interested in me, he said, you have to meet a very important man in my life. And he took me out for an evening with Bill Thomas, who was at that time practicing law. And Bill Thomas was secretly studying, duplicating Wishard's library.
Yeah, because he didn't even want him to go to seminary. He afraid he'd lose his religion. So he gave him the course of study.
But all during our dating, for the full year that we were dating, I did not know that Bill was going into the ministry.
Yeah.
No one knew. Yeah. He was under Wishard's tutelage.
Well, Bill was afraid to destroy his practice of law.
Well, the bishop did not want this publicized because there were too many changes that had to be made, professional, spiritual, this type of thing. And when Bill and Wishard took me out for the evening, they broke the news to me. And, of course, I had been calling Bill to come work with my single program because I liked his name. And his wife and I were becoming friends. It was a big ceremony, sharing it with me. We kept that a secret for a full year until his course of study completed.
She was actually trying to go into full-time ministry herself, not as a preacher, but into the ministry.
Wanda,
her complaint was, I wanted to go full-time into ministry. And that's when I gave her the word. I said, look, what do you think a preacher's wife is doing? She's in full-time ministry.
So I've tagged along with him ever since. I've never wanted to do any great accomplishments outside of working with him.